for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Pennywise is due in here tonight.
Yeah.
But
it's punk to show up late, though, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you expect?
Yeah, no. They'll be in here.
Shall we recap our previous experiences with them just to sort of clue everyone in before they do arrive?
Yeah, well, their first appearance was probably 12, 13 years ago.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Was that the first one?
That was their first one.
I wasn't on the show back then.
Are we going to play that tape, Anderson? Okay, he's got it. So Adam was not the co-host with me.
Ricky Rackman was the host.
Ricky Rackman was, and I used to run the board, like where Michelle's sitting.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, the door's opening.
Mm-hmm. And who
here
have
they
we
are.
Here?
Yeah. Monsieur.
Yeah.
How are you?
What's happening? You know, it's weird. Fletch, you just wake up?
No, I just got some shaving cream high-powered in my eye.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good stuff.
Have a seat, pull up a microphone, and enjoy what's happening, Randy. Pennywise, new CD is called The Fuse, but it is not coming out until this Tuesday, which would be August 9th. Now, should you want to do a little reenactment? You up for a little history, Fletch?
Walk down history lane.
Yeah.
Memory lane.
Yeah, I don't know what step this is in the whole program.
It's going to
be
eight.
It should be at least two. Eight? Would this be step eight?
No, it's all right. It's fine.
All right. This is Drew and the old Pennywise with Ricky Rackman about 12.
This is the end of the show.
It's about 13 years ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
That's fine.
Fletcher had a little pizza.
Tequila.
Oh, there you go.
I was just wondering, what's the chance?
No, please don't throw up on me.
Oh, my God. That's Fletcher.
Get out of here. Love line is over. I'm pretty much currently...
Get out of here.
Okay, bye. Yes, love line is over. It's not our fault. We have a big, ugly man in our guitar band.
Get out of here.
And, yes.
Get away from
me. Get the hell out. Fletcher. Can I come over? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Come here.
Yeah. And the total pro drops the F-bomb and then wants to know if we're on the air. Yeah.
It's gross.
Yes, it was. So what do you think that was, about 12, 13 years ago?
What do you think about that?
That feels like yesterday to me.
And hopefully not tomorrow. Pennywise is, Pennywise is, well, they've endured the test of time.
Yes.
I mean, because, now you guys, 13 years ago, now that was your first Loveline appearance, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was our first invite.
But obviously... And look, you know, I got to say something about this show. I did Conan like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know, said a-hole or got a little racy or something.
You ain't going back.
I've never been asked back. I didn't vomit on the guy.
You called the audience lesbians. She said, shut up, you lesbians.
All right, I called the audience lesbians. I was making a joke about something. That was it for me and Conan. Never to return to Conan. Banished from Conan. But look at Pennywise.
Look at Loveline.
Look at Loveline, yes. Fletcher attempts to vomit on the doctor host, and now...
It wasn't an attempt. He got vomited on.
He got vomited on. I didn't mean to imply.
I think it was multiple times.
Yeah. As I recall, there was multiple.
All right.
He did try to punch me, and I think he might have actually connected when he was standing on top of a file cabinet when I was trying to throw up on his stomach.
That he had built.
I built that file cabinet, actually, which was the part that angered me most about it. Drew, what were you doing standing on there? It wasn't built to stand on.
There was nowhere else to go in the corner.
It needed to get eyeball to eyeball with Fletch, and that meant I had to get about a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd lean over and vomit on me.
Yeah,
you
right.
See, I was trying to get
smart.
Out from under.
Shrewd. Well, the point is we're all here. We're all in one piece. And, you know, five appearances later, here's Pennywise for the sixth. God love you.
Two million copies.
Pennywise is going Well, let's see. You guys are going to Catalina on Thursday. Where do you play the concerts there?
You don't, I don't think. Descanso Beach is where we're supposed to be playing.
Is that you just go out on the beach and play?
Well, I mean, it's prearranged, of course. It's a pretty tight ship they run over there. But, yeah, for the most part, it's just on the beach in a big park. And I think it's going to be really fun for everyone there.
I think that would be a decent gig. Like, I would want to play my gigs on Catalina. Have you guys ever done one there?
Nope. I think it's probably the first punk rock type show that's been on public property there. So we probably won't even get to play.
Well, is there anyone else on the bill?
Yeah, there's Death by Stereo and ADD opening, so they'll probably ruin it for everybody.
Well, you guys are from Hermosa, right?
Yeah.
So you're used to playing in the sand.
Yes.
Pennywise also is going to be playing at the X Games this Sunday at the Staples Center. The X Games is turned into a spectacle. Now, I mean, for the first few years, it was just a Lugenstein going down a hill in San Francisco on his back. But now it's like this everything's getting crazy. But here's the question. If you took a look at what goes on at, like, the X Games from 8 years ago to today,
it'd be,
you know, guys just getting the front trucks out of the half pipe to guys getting 30 feet air in the half pipe. But 20 years from now, where does it go?
Got a limit.
Can guys get 70 feet out of the half pipe? I mean, what do you do with this stuff? Does someone get killed and they just get rid of it? Or like, how does it work?
I think it just keep. I mean, the progression of it's been so crazy that, you know, what, we've been skating and surfing for like 30 years probably now.
Right.
And you never would have even thought any of this stuff was possible. And here it is. So, I mean, these guys are doing like 25-foot airs.
I know.
Danny Way just jumped the Great Wall of China.
I know.
So, I mean, and these, it's like when you fall doing this jump, you get hurt. Like, I mean, it just splits you, even with pads on, you know, your knees just wide open. Like,
well, I mean, you get 30 feet of air. And the new skateboard one, which is the same kind of jump, I guess he did the Great Wall in, just sends you down some takeoff ramp, which...
It's like five stories.
Five stories, which to me, just getting to the bottom of the takeoff ramp is three quarters of the battle. I mean,
the agony of defeat.
That is hairy. Yeah. And then you get launched 30 feet in the air and you travel 80 feet. And you're going to pull something off. I mean, you do something in the air, not just hanging on for dear life.
One of the guys, Brian Patch, who was practicing, got about 15, 20 feet of air and just landed on the deck of the ramp.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was basically like, you know, and just shattered his foot and has already had surgery, so he's out. But, I mean, it's like, that's serious business, and who would have thought that would have been happening?
No.
And it is.
No. But it's sort of, in a way, like what went on in almost all sports, like basketball,
right,
and white guys with belts and shiny shorts doing the set shot, and then it turns into the Monster Jam. Yeah. But I just can't...
Come on. You can't even compare the two.
Well, I mean, you can compare. You can say there's been a crazy progression, although the basketball took, you know, 25, 30 years. This has taken like 7 years. But I just don't know where it ends, and I don't know how you can keep raising the bar. And speaking of raising a bar, have you seen that motocross one where they just got to make it over the bar? They just launch the step up. They just launch themselves in the air like 18 feet. Just pull it.
Straight up.
You just go straight up on a motorcycle.
It's kind of like the high jump.
Yeah, it's exactly like the high jump, except for you're on a, you know, Honda 250.
Well, who would ever thought people would have been doing backflips on motorcycles, you know? And now we're hearing rumors of double backflips, so.
No, I used to have a poster of a guy doing a mild cross-up about 19 inches above the ground, and that was poster material. I mean, it's just crap they're doing in warm-ups. Like, it was called CZ Rider. I remember that. And the guy got about 20 inches of air, and his bike was leaned over. You know, if 12 is straight up, he was about 130 on the lean. And had his bars turned just a little bit. And it was like, wow. That's
every 12-year-old.
Oh, my God. 8-year-olds doing that crap. Oh, Drew, we got to get back into it, buddy.
Time machine.
You got to hit the circuit, buddy. So the new CD is out on August 9th. We will hear something off the new CD tonight. We'll probably hear two things off the new CD tonight. And I got to tell you something weird that happened last night. My dog got bit by a rattlesnake.
No.
In the nose.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You okay?
Not really, no.
I mean, the anti-venom?
Got the anti-venom. $2,000.
I'm sure.
Whoa. Yeah. I have my first impulse, like, well, let me go find a snake and drain him. Drew can, ah, Christ, go ahead. You know, it's weird that they get the anti-venom from the snake.
How long after the bite did you find him?
I found her only about 45 minutes, so thankfully. Yeah. Well, she ran back in the house.
How'd you know it was a rattlesnake?
Saw two big puncture wounds on the dog's snout. Figured, that ain't a cockroach. Figured it was a snake.
Starts swelling and
going crazy.
Yeah.
And my wife immediately, went into panic mode. Got to get the dog. Got to get dressed. Get the dog to the vet.
What time of night was this?
But it was about 9:30.
This is exactly what you needed last night.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome. It was like this. I'm doing this new show on Comedy Central. It's crazy. We had to do two test shows today, and I had to do Howard Stern at 5:30 this morning. So I'm going out of my mind. So I say, look, I get 6 weeks vacation a year from the show. I've taken 2 days. I'm taking the night off. I'm going to bed early. I'm going to relax. I'm going to unwind. That was the mistake. So I'm going to get my bathrobe about 8 o'clock. I have a couple glasses of wine and watch a little TiVo. I'm going to go bed at like 10:30 or 11. I got to get up at 5 to do Stern, and then I got to go do these shows. It's going to be crazy. And about 9:15, the dog gets bit by a rattlesnake. The wife's running around screaming. Now, here's the part that's funny. About 3 weeks earlier, my wife says, I talked to someone about getting a trainer over here to train the dog against rattlesnakes, so they would know not to monkey with rattlesnakes. And
wow.
I'm like, I'm not going to pay some a-hole $2,500 so he can
what
come over.
What made her think of that? Has she seen a bunch of snakes out there?
Here's the crazy thing. No, someone just sent her an email saying there's snakes out. It's the summer. You got to get this trainer in there, and the trainer will teach the dog to stay away from rattlesnakes.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's not going to work. Don't worry about it. I'm going to save your money kind of thing. So in between her crying and panicking and getting the dog and rushing the dog.
It's your fault.
She's yelling at me the entire time, and I got to do that stupid husband recollection stuff where you're going, I didn't say not to do it. I just said that I thought it was...
It wouldn't work.
I love that dog. I'll tell you.
And now you're going to pay about $5,000.
It's starting to shape up that way. And as I was sitting home thinking about the anti-venom for $2,000, I thought, well exceeded any educational money my parents ever spent for me my entire life. Like I was already just with the anti-venom, I was way over the limit.
How did you find a place that had that?
I guess just went into a emergency thing. They had it. Yeah. So yeah,
his tissue will break down and need some surgery probably.
Probably more like $10,000.
Plastic. Then the plastic surgery. Your wife would demand that.
Yeah, because now the dog's a monster.
Wife's going to be mad at you for probably.
But now listen,
modeling career's over.
It's dependent on the size of the snake and the.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth. There was a lot of real estate between these two fang marks.
Yeah. So the big snakes with big dose.
I'm going to go big snake.
It causes something called DIC, so you start bleeding throughout your body, basically.
Yeah. Now, Drew, is there a difference between the snake grabbing onto your abdomen and delivering the dose? But here's the thing about the nose. Yeah. Hard cartilage, some bone. You know what I mean? Like, could the snake deliver its full load?
Through the load, but it's not going right into a vein or something and going through the body as fast as it could. You get in the leg, and you can get a vein real fast and power. And the stuff, this is basically causes your body to dissolve. That's basically what's happening.
It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
But then the antivenin corrects it, and then if they make it through all that, if the tissue's okay that the venom goes into.
Everything happens for a reason, God put the snakes on the earth so they could take out my pets. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and listen, here's the comforting part. Snake, more scared of you than you are of it. Fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, no, snake scared assless. Yes, but when I'm scared, I run. Or I do what Drew does. I jump up on a stereo camera and start punching Fletcher.
You don't kill somebody.
I don't actually inject venom into Fletcher's neck. I actually try to run. That's the thing about humans, When we're scared, we act like it. Animals got a weird way of acting frightened. They take your leg off when they're scared. They pounce on you. They pummel you. They take a bite out of you and send you down to Davy Jones' locker. They inject venom into you. They have all sorts of weird ways of showing that they're frightened. Find me a snake with a little bravado. It's really not scared. That's what I'm looking for. All right. So that was a lovely...
So you have an answer. Is the dog, were they okay?
The dog went in, spent the night at the emergency room, got the anti-venom, then got picked up, got brought to the vet, spent the day at the vet. I'm just hearing ching, ching. Yeah, yeah. Then the vet said, well, we could send her home, but I don't think that's a good idea yet. So back to the emergency room tonight.
The emergency room.
Well, the thing about the vet closes at like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or something. They got to go in. They got to go in at night. And be with the expensive supervision stuff.
Hospital.
Then back to the vet tomorrow. Ching, still hearing the ching, ching sound. Then a little rehab, a little cosmetic surgery, maybe some nudicles.
How did she seem? Is she okay?
The dog.
Yes.
Have you seen the dog? Yeah. No, I haven't seen her.
Since the whole thing started?
I was doing Stern at 5:30 this morning, and I was like off at doing two TV shows.
How does your wife say she looks?
You know, chicks, they do a lot of that. She's thinking that she wants to. The dog doesn't know. She wants to know why you didn't pay for the... I could tell. I'm like, all right, just look, I'm paying. But believe me, I'm paying. Don't worry.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah, so tonight, again, the dog's in the hospital. The good news is I can call into the hospital tomorrow to check on the dog at 5:30 when I'm doing the radio tour.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Oh, how's that going? Yeah, yeah.
It's weird. We had a cat taken out by a bobcat. We live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, huh?
I know. I'd move to Appalachia or Mississippi or something if I wanted this.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of crazy wildlife. And let me tell you something. It's making its move, the wildlife around Los Angeles. It's coming back.
The hawks.
Everything's on the way back.
Raccoons.
Raccoons. Everything's coming back, and they're all pissed. They're like, look, last time we hung out, we did the simpatico thing. Everyone just backed over us and ran us off. This time... We're gonna take a pound of flesh out before we have to go again. So that's awesome. Yeah. Now I'm working on my rattlesnake perimeter now. Yeah, that's awesome. I just got to get American Indian over.
Why the hell didn't James von Prague see this?
Yeah. Well, how come our psychic who was in here last week didn't tell me about a rattlesnake attacking my dog? Kim?
Yes.
You're 29?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, the only way I've ever been able to get off, like when I started having sex like about 10 years ago, was the clitoral stimulation. And I guess after a few years, my boyfriend got tired of that and it introduced me to the kind of vibrator that you use on the outside of your clitoral area. And now after years and years of using that vibrator on the outside, I've noticed that the sensation is like almost non-existent and takes longer and longer to get off. And I'm afraid that the feeling is not ever going to come back in that area. And
what vibrator goes on the outside?
What goes on the inside?
Well, that's a good question. Are you just talking about a regular vibrator?
No, the kind like for your neck or your back that's kind of flat.
The big one.
Oh, I see.
The back massagers.
That's right. Yeah, because it's great because on the picture of the box, the chick's always in a towel and she's holding it to the back of her neck. Really relieves the stress. She's putting the whole thing on her clitoris, though, right?
How often do you use this?
Oh, not very often. I mean,
how often?
Now, like once a month, and I can still barely even feel it. It almost is to the point where I have to almost have pain, like to feel anything. Because
are you on any medication?
No, nothing.
No new birth control pills or anything.
Nothing.
Well, so she's like, boxers get cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
She's got cauliflower. Well, I don't want to say
it. You can see it.
Starts with the same line.
I mean, if I take my fingernail and just poke myself, I can't even hardly feel it. That's how dead the area is.
Wow. All right. Well, put that vibrator away, number one, right?
Well, do you do anything else? Like, do you do bicycle or spin or anything?
Barrel roping or riding, anything like that?
No. I'm afraid that it's just over the years of, constant, once or twice a week at the most ever, but it takes longer and longer, and I'm afraid of the stimulation being there.
Well, hold on, Kim. Once or twice a week is what you averaged during your heyday?
Yeah.
That's not that much.
No, it isn't. And it's hard to imagine. There's actually something called a jackhammer syndrome where guys can get neuropathy in their hands from operating a jackhammer, but that's not the intensity of what she's describing here.
Right.
I don't know, Kim. It's kind of funny.
Well, we don't have any answer. No. I mean, you got to lay low for a few months, see what happens.
Maybe try a different kind of vibrator or something.
Maybe she should stay away from anything, toothbrushes, you know what I mean? Anything that vibrates.
For at least 2 months, yeah.
What percentage of people that have one of those, you know, even the sort of the ones that are socially acceptable, the big ones with the ball, the Panasonic, what percentage, how long does it take before that gets down to the vagina?
I think they specifically buy it for that.
That's all they buy it for.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And there's no way. I mean, it's like a guy, like first time you're in woodshop, you get hold of one of those vibrating pad sanders. You know, how long before that just gets a quick test run on the net? No?
No.
Only one?
No, I ate some paste when I was in kindergarten.
Really?
But I never got to the...
They put the sander
well, Fletch,
in.
Never got the sander ever, like, make it work on a surfboard or anything with one of those things? It's right down to the groin. No. Look, everything that vibrates eventually is going to make it down there.
Maybe the dryer or the washer or something.
Oh, there you go. Oh, just sitting on there. Yeah. All right, I'm just saying, I now know everyone who has one of those in their house is just addicted to sex, or at least masturbation. All right, let's talk to Shannon, who's 26. Shannon?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a stinking fetish, and I'm just kind of, it seems to be getting progressively more intense. So I was just kind of wondering if there was something wrong with me. And it's been something that I've thought about since I was probably about 10.
So. What do you, were you spanked a lot growing up?
No, I was spanked, I think, all of like once. And it was like literally like two swats on my butt.
And no other violent interactions or anything, violent experiences?
No, not that I'm aware of.
How does the spanking fetish work?
Yeah, what do you do?
Okay, in my case, when I was 10, I was just kind of obsessed with books that I would look in the dictionary and look up the word whip or spank or like weird little things like that. And then as I got older, I started looking at the wonderful place called the internet and, just found other people that were involved. Since I've moved from England back to Colorado, I've actually met people and they've just, I mean, the people that I've met, it's solely been that they've spanked me to the point where I'll have, like, bruising and...
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not currently, no.
You know what to do is hook these gals up to, like, a little rough trade, you know? Hook them up with Middle Eastern guys.
Oh, perfect.
Well, you know, guys who like to deal out a little trade for women. You know what I mean? You give me lemons, I give you lemonade. Yeah. I'm just saying...
Takes all kinds.
Well...
You just say it.
Just get, you know what I'm saying? You get hooked, well, whatever, find a culture that doesn't mind, you know, slapping a little ass every
Are you
once
having
in a while.
Sex with these guys?
There's plenty of cultures.
No, I haven't actually had sex with any.
Yeah, that's just
the
first one that came to mind.
Say that again?
Yeah.
You've not had sex with anybody?
I've had sex with people. I just haven't had sex with any of the people that have spanked me.
So the fetish is separate from sex?
Sort of. It's still sexual. Like, it turns me on, and it turns them on, but we don't do anything about it because we don't know them. Or we don't know each other very well.
Just random people spanking you?
Yeah, kind of.
These are all guys?
Yes.
And what are they dressed when they do this?
Yeah.
How do they get to the how do you get to the spanking part? Do you just say, I want to be spanked now?
What do you
please?
Mean?
Hey, you meet them on the internet, and then you set up a spanking date, or what do you do?
Well, you gotta not eat your vegetables, number one. Yeah, how's that work?
Basically, you just meet them online. I always talk to them for a while, and I always make sure that I'm safe and, you know, well, relatively safe.
Yeah. No, you don't want... When you meet a guy on the internet who's going to beat your ass, you want to make sure he's, you know, a safe guy. You don't want some weirdo.
He doesn't hit that
You know, some weirdo coming by. And, yeah.
So is it like hotel room? Like
with the same consensual thing. You don't want to get raped or killed or anything.
How do you know that's not their intent?
I know, but hold on a second. You know, all these people, like, whenever I watch these news shows on Friday night, 48 hours in 2020, whenever they go undercover to bust the spouse that's going to hire a hitman to kill the husband or wife, the first question the chick asks the guy who's supposed to kill the husband when they meet in the guy's pickup truck in the Denny's,
are you a cop?
Are you a cop? And the guy's like, no, I'm not a cop.
Cool.
Cool. Anyway, here's a map to the house. Here's a 44. Here's 10,000 cash. And then the feds all rush the truck. Like, people don't realize. People know. I was planning on cutting you up, duct taping you, and, you know, throwing you in a steamer trunk and then putting you in the mire. But, yeah, I'm glad you asked. I was glad I had to come forward with that information. You know, there's no, you know, a spanker's bond is not his word, you know. It's, you know what I mean? There's no code
there's
of no, ethics
yeah,
for spankers.
Code or internet dating or whatever.
Yeah, Ted Bundy didn't tell people he was a serial killer. He just said you asked people if they wanted to go camping.
Is she inviting these people over to her house? Or
yeah,
like
I don't know
a Motel 6 meeting? Or what is it? How's it work?
That's a good question. Shannon?
Where do they meet? Where do you meet them?
Different places. Mostly I go to them. Usually I'll meet them in a public place first and kind of decide if I feel comfortable. And then if I do, we'll usually go back to their place. I've never done it at a hotel or anything.
Are these girls or boys? What
boys.
Men?
They're guys.
Men?
Does the guy want some sex or at least something?
Apparently not in the... maybe I'm just ugly. I don't know, but...
Is there, like, a is she having a problem with this?
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second.
Yeah, it's gone from, wanting a spanking, which I don't have a huge problem with, but to the point where I don't know how much I can say, but, like, it goes into, like, genitalia torture, not so where I want it mutilated, but I want somebody to be spanking me there, and... I feel like there's something wrong.
Right, there is something. Doctor, wait.
We got to take a break. But speaking of spanking, are these guys, you know, taking care of themselves when they're taking care of you?
They're taking care of themselves. I'm unaware of it. Maybe after I leave.
All right. Hold on a second. We're not done with you, Shannon. See, I don't understand. Like, I understand women being screwed up, but guys who don't want to at least beat off a little bit during the spanking time. I mean, I don't understand what these guys are doing.
They're nice guys.
Yeah.
They're polite.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for marriage.
I'm going to beat your vagina with a flip-flop. I'll keep my pants on. I got my ascot, my smoking jacket. I'm a gentleman.
Doc's going straight to the child molestation.
Yeah.
The abuse thing he's getting
right. All
right,
yeah. We got to take a little break. Pennywise in studio tonight. We're going to hear something off the new CD, maybe a couple songs off the new CD, The Fuse. And I want to get back with Shannon, more spanking talk after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Randy and Fletch are here from Pennywise.
Hello. I got some optical watch.
Fletch shot himself in the eye with some shaving cream. Drew has got to take a look at it.
No, it's okay.
Take a look at it.
Are you back on the air? No, this was an off-air thing.
Oh, all right.
I'm a Viking. I'm okay. If I go, I'll go blind for Loveline.
You pansy!
It's going to take more of that to bring Fletch down. But let me say this. All right, Drew, don't look at it off the air, please.
Well, it's got pus leaking out of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
pouring out of it.
All right. You sure that's pus, Drew?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure.
Let me just give the phone number out. 1-800-LOVE-191. Pennywise in studio tonight. The Fuse, name of the CD, and we'll hear something off it in a couple of few. Comes out this coming Tuesday, August the 9th. Drew, somebody asked, I was talking about my dog getting hit by a rattlesnake last night. The dog weighs 55, 60 pounds.
Oof.
Now, what's the difference between Fletch and my dog besides 271 pounds? You know what I mean?
The body weight to the dose of venom determines the severity of the bite.
Right.
So
Fletch could take
it.
He could do one of those Indian rituals where
you
just find the whole pit and
just
fall asleep.
Slash the arm, suck the blood out, spit it out, and go back to the bar.
That's right.
Billy Jack.
Right. But a can of shaving cream take him down.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, buddy. I'm not.
You need to go to the emergency room with that thing.
I put Tabasco sauce in my eyes for fun, and this was worse.
Yeah.
So.
Spray paint.
I'm hanging. Spray paint. Yeah, spray paint's pretty bad.
In the eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Well, it's a shaving.
You know those, like, the ones the girls use that, like, squirt out, like, kind of a gel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, don't. My advice to you is don't look at it
while it's squirting
and press the button.
Do you think you're reacting to the chemical of the cream or the force with which it hit?
I guess it was a combination. It felt like
both. Yeah.
Pretty damn.
I think that advice about not looking down the business end of it and squeezing the trigger is good for guns, shaving cream.
You name it.
Just about anything that could be considered a projectile.
It was an accidental squeeze of the trigger. You know, I was hurrying up because I didn't want to come in here stinking.
Right.
I was taking a quick shower, and, you know, I was fumbling around, and boom. But I actually saw it come out right into my eyeball, so that was pretty cool. It looked good for a second.
I tell you, it's been a tough day or so. Shaving cream, rattlesnake. But seriously, so a guy, I mean, rattlesnake venom is like a beer.
Yes.
One beer could take a midget down, but take a pony keg to get Fletch.
Yes.
Even wobbly.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. So better to be bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like a horse.
A smaller snake.
My question was, dogs, are they affected differently than
I don't
humans?
Think so. It should be about the same. Yeah.
So like a horse, when it gets hit by a snake.
Basically what it does, it just dissolves tissue. That's what the venom does. And then it causes a diffuse clotting throughout all your blood system. Your blood clots everywhere.
Wow.
And then that makes you start to bleed everywhere because you deplete all your clotting factors.
Well, that's a good time. It's a good time.
Yeah, I bet you a dog wish you would have spent that $2,500.
Yeah, well, their allergies is probably $400.
How do you think that guy trains them? Does he have like a little rattle and you know?
Well,
like
first
a fake
off, I'm convinced that guy threw the snake in my yard. That's number one. Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, I'm sure if the dog saw a rattlesnake just sitting in the driveway, it might avoid it. But this was in the ivy. The dog stuck its snout into the ivy and got hit. It heard some rustling, probably thought it was a gopher or something, just put its nose down there.
You know what the worst part about that is? After the dog's all healed up and you've spent the 10 grand getting him back, you're going to have to get the trainer out because you know your wife is going to make that happen.
Oh,
you didn't think of that, did you?
No, the guy's going to...
He's going to move in.
Bring him back. He's moving in. He's coming to a guest bedroom. It's going to be some gay guy from El Salvador. Hey, I'm going to be cooking him waffles every morning while he's just sitting out there with my dog and my wife talking smack.
Rubber snake on a string.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be awesome. She's going to run away with him. Shannon?
Yeah.
Man, Wells makes me feel like you never could.
He's got a nice snake.
Shannon? You like getting spanked, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and so you go to these guys, and here's the part that gets a little scary.
We got a million questions.
It's not only do you like getting spanked, but you like a little genital abuse.
And you like going to these guys' homes, and who knows what they could be planning to dismember you.
Yeah.
Could be like, what was that movie with Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
Lock her up in the
in
the cave. And
Lamb, yeah.
Put
Silence
of
the Lambs.
In the basket.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs, or even worse, the accused. They could throw you on a pinball machine.
She said she doesn't
want to
get stuck.
Right. All right. Well, what do you look like, Shannon? Are you a big gal?
I'm not like tiny, but I'm not like a giant or anything. I'm really short, like 5'10".
4'10".
Mm.
Yeah.
What are you coming in wise? You above Fletch or about the same?
No, I weigh less than Fletch apparently.
Okay. This room weighs less than Fletch. You gotta be more specific.
I'm definitely overweight. But I'm not like huge.
Adam's looking for a hard number here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was about to give him that. I'm like 160, 170.
Huh. All right.
410,
make it 190.
That's all right.
All right, but here's the thing. Because this is not the work of a spokesmodel. You know what I mean? No, spokesmodels don't cruise the internet looking for genital abuse from guys in apartments. So, listen,
they just go to the websites that'll pay them for it.
Wait a minute. Have you ever been addicted to anything?
Besides general speaking.
No. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
But you never did.
No. Never happened.
Never did.
All right. And you were never abused growing up at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
It seems like
there's got to be some sexual abuse
maybe you were
9 months when you were raped.
Well, maybe she
something.
Was just spanked a lot when she was a baby.
She said twice.
Baby.
It's a baby though. Fletch is saying.
Yeah, like before, you know, she can remember.
The being overweight and stuff, all that is a way of keeping people away when you've been abused. That all sort of fits together.
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like there's something up here, and there's something missing to this, a piece missing to this puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why I called you guys, because that's
what all right. Tell us what your parents were like. What was your dad like?
Huh?
Well, the figuring it out has very little to do with the treatment at this point. I mean, this is sexual compulsivity, and you need to go to a 12-step program if you want to do something
about
this.
Drew, would you say that this is something that needs to be contained now?
Yes, not unleashed.
Yes, because it could
it is spiraling. It is.
Yeah.
The worst part is going to strangers' house that you meet on the internet.
Very dangerous.
Weird,
very dangerous.
Just for the record, I have not done in over a year. I've stuck with the person who's been spanking me since that time. I don't really at this point have any desire to go out and meet for that reason, because the more often I do it, the more chances are that...
All right, your spanking buddy, is he heterosexual?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. So you're spanking responsibly.
All right.
You're functioning spankaholic.
But are you safe? Is he wearing an oven mitten? All right. Hey, Shannon.
That was spank off.
I think you're going to have to seek a little counseling in this department. We're labeling this strange and dangerous behavior.
You could go to SA if you wanted to.
Go to SA.
That's the best place to get. Sexaholics Anonymous. Sex Addicts Anonymous.
And you can definitely meet some people into spanking there too.
Yeah. Shannon. Yeah, well, listen, Shannon, you got to get this, you got to reel it in a little bit here. All right? Go to SA. All right? You're used to this
stuff. Get a sponsor. Yeah, there's a lot of people with stories like this.
You're not going to surprise anyone over there.
No.
They're not going to look down their noses at you.
No.
They're into some weird S over there. That's what the S part is of the SA.
Mm-hmm.
Weird S. Yeah. All right, you want to speak to Jasmine?
This is WSA. We had to establish that 12-7.
Yeah. Hey, Jasmine?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
My boyfriend walked in on me and my girlfriend having sex, and he asked if he could have a threesome, but she doesn't know about it because she's never been with a guy.
Did he ask right then?
Yeah.
Well, I guess now's the time to ask. I mean, you know what I mean?
There's the opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Did he know you're bisexual?
Yeah.
Carpe diem, I think, is his battle cry. Seize the lesbo. Was he just standing there in the door asking if he could join in?
Well, he kind of pulled me aside and asked me without her, like, right in front of us.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Nah.
It's bogus.
I don't buy it.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works, Jasmine. Nice try.
No. Guys, join in.
Where's the guy that is putting you
Who's
up to
putting
this?
Putting you up to this?
What?
Yeah, bogus, baby. And behind every chick bogus call is a good man. There's got to be a guy standing there. Maybe he's on the other line. We should say hi to him. What's happening, J.O.?
Oh,
yeah, shocker. Here's the whole thing. It's like once in a while when, like one of these movies of the week where some hot chick is robbing banks, it's always a guy. Guys put her up to it.
Yeah.
Nobody, women don't have the bogus call gene in them. It's not in their DNA.
No drive for that.
No drive. It's not about, there's no chick sitting around on a Friday
calling.
Night going, yeah, let's pick up the phone and F with the guy at the liquor store. Screw that.
We got love line.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, they don't do that.
And by the way, this is a girl who has girlfriends and boyfriends and busy.
Now, here's the other thing, too. Just like the chick who's got the note to rob the bank, once things start getting out of control and the bullets start flying, she doesn't know what to do.
Right.
As soon as you start asking the tough questions, huh? What? And then they just freak and hang up. They abort the mission. All right, question for Pennywise. Well, we're running late. Drew, you know what we're going to do with this break? We're going to get screwed here. We've got to take a break. Well, we get to hear something.
Yes,
we got to hear a song.
We are going to. That's the point.
Yeah, let me say this. All right, we're going to hear a Pennywise song. We got some questions for Pennywise coming up. I want to give a quick plug. I got a TV show on Comedy Central. I did two of them tonight. One with a crappy audience, one with a great audience. Oh, my God. Night and day.
Makes a difference, yeah.
Makes a difference. So please come out and see this show next week right in the middle of Hollywood. Just go to www.1iota.com, and that one is just the number 1iota.com. 1iota.com. That's good enough. Just go to 1iota.com come see the show. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Pennywise after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah, Pennywise in studio tonight. Andy and Fletch in here. The Fuse, name of the CD. We'll hear something off of that in a couple of few CDs coming out on the 9th of August. Quick bit of business here with Durex. One lucky caller tonight is going to get that Durex party pack. You get the CDs. We figured out it was Hoobastank and the Killers. Yeah, and you get some money and you get some condoms. You get some poker chips. It's a night. You got to be 18 years or older to qualify. We'll pick the best call of the night. We'll give you the party pack. There's sex, and then there's Durex. Let's take a question for the band. John?
Yes, Adam.
You're 22. What's up?
Well, I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I have a question for the band. I was wondering how they were able to continue on after, you know, the untimely death of Jason. And I really appreciate that they continued on his memory, because their music has really meant a lot to me. And I'm really looking forward to the new album. I was just wondering, you know, how they're able to continue with such great music for, you know, this period of time.
Randy?
I don't, as far as we're concerned, we feel that, Jason's always with us and in spirit, and, you know, he would have wanted the band to continue on, and we just do what we do.
Yeah, basically, like, all our lyrics are about conquering, you know, hardships and getting on with your life and not giving up. So if we would have pulled the plug after Jason, we would have been, you know, hypocrites. So we kind of just took his message and the lyrics that he had written when he was around and kept that going, and what better way to keep, like, somebody's spirit alive than to go out and play their songs every night and have people singing them. So it's pretty damn easy. It kind of feels like he's there with us at all times. We still practice in his garage, write all our songs in his old garage where his brother lives now, and you know, it's like almost like he's not gone. So we just keep rolling.
John?
That's wonderful. Just thank you so much, and keep rocking, and really hope you come out to Texas. And there's plenty of fans, and we look forward to seeing you.
Let's get a song.
Thank
here,
you.
Shall we?
All right.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
Let's hear. That's an example of a good question and a good answer. We rarely have that.
I know.
I figured
fans.
It would be one of our friends.
Love lines. Let's hear something off the Fuse, the new CD. This one is called Disconnect. Pennywise, everybody. Fletch and Randy in here representing the band. The Fuse, the name of the good new CD. We'll take ourselves, I think we should take a little break.
Yeah.
We'll come back with Pennywise and your questions after this.
Yeah, it's Love Line.
I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Those are our buddies, System of a Down. Yeah, can't go wrong with that riff. Pennywise in studio tonight. Randy and Fletcher both here. The Fuse, name of the new CD, which is coming out on the 9th of August. All right, we'll hear something else off that CD at some point in the show. Get back to the phones and speak to Michelle, who's 22. Michelle?
Hello.
What's up?
Okay, I've got a question, and I've had more things go on with this than I think anyone could probably believe. Okay, for about 2 to 3 months now, I've been having a very, very sharp pain when my fiancé and I have sex. Mm-hmm. In the past 3 years, I do have cervical dysplasia. Mm-hmm. Dr. Drew, you may be familiar with the CIN levels. Yeah. I have CIN level 2.
Okay, that's a
that's pretty high security clearance, isn't it?
No, that means that I'm 2 levels away from having full-blown cancer.
Yeah, but it's...
Drew, what do you hear?
It's all right. No, it's...
Hear anything?
No, I mean, she's making a lot of drama out of this. It's a pretty common condition.
So. All right, Michelle?
Okay, so I've got the dysplasia. I've also had a DNC as well as an abortion. Mm-hmm. And every 3 months, I have to have a colposcopy done. And
That's for your neoplasm.
Well, what's a DNC for?
My what?
DNC was an abortion, basically.
No, the DNC was not an abortion.
You're saying it didn't go well? Or are you saying it's actually an abortion, is it?
Why'd you have the
is
DNC?
Is the DNC the scrape part?
Yeah, it's scraped inside the uterus.
Nah. Okay, well, yes, but it wasn't my choice. The fetus was diagnosed with crania bifida.
Yeah, but it's an abortion.
Two different terms.
Hold on. Crania bifida, that sounds like a disaster. It means kids.
Open brain.
Open?
Yeah.
Is spina bifida open spine?
Yeah.
And crania bifida is open...
Crane.
Yeah.
Skull.
You have to abort that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be dead, or what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But spina bifida, you make it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there are different kinds.
All right.
Different degrees.
Yeah.
Show's full of drama, though.
Yeah.
Okay. With all of these problems, I have to have all of these constant surgeries and cone biopsies and everything done. And the pain that I'm having, I can only describe as to what I had when I had the DNC or abortion. I'm wondering, with all of these things that I'm having done, if it's possible through, I guess, rough sex, if there's anything that could be maybe dislodged, for lack of a better term.
No, but things can be inflamed.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Things can be inflamed there after all these procedures, and if you had a wound in your abdomen and somebody started punching it, it hurts.
Also, look, if you've had 9 knee surgeries, don't go out for the rugby team.
Right. What are you thinking, Michelle?
Don't pick take swimming as a sport.
So I hear
something's up.
Yeah, I hear
Michelle, what's
abuse
up, baby? Abuse?
What do you mean? I hear you, but what do you mean? What's up?
Were you abused?
No,
I was
not abused. Never been abused.
There's something. There's a slight anger and
she's from Florida.
A lot of energy in your voice. Yeah, you press.
I press.
You're under pressure.
You're under pressure. What's up? Is your family?
No super family pressure. I've never been abused. I've never had any mental abuse. It's just this all started when I was 16, and it's just very hard. I'm only 22 and.
Yeah.
Have been through so much. It just seems to be one thing after the other.
What's your dad do for a living? My dad
is a truck driver. He works around the country. My biological father died when I was 8. So my stepdad. No.
What did your biological father die from?
Stepdad backed over.
What did your biological dad die from?
He had a heart attack. It was when I was 8, so...
Was he doing cocaine or something? I mean, that man shouldn't be having heart attacks.
He was 37.
Yeah.
That's different. The ripe old age of 37.
Was he doing cocaine or something?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. My mom doesn't know of any either. They were divorced at the time and had been for several years. So no one really knows.
Did you know the guy?
Yes, I did know him up until I was 6, and then we moved away. So
what'd he do for a living?
My dad owned a nightclub in Michigan. Oh. my biological father.
Couldn't have been into drugs.
No.
But
of course
just,
not.
Just a typical businessman, nothing special.
Oh, yeah.
But he was very, very good to myself and my younger sister.
He was?
Yes.
All right.
But no.
And how about your mom? Any drugs on your mom's side?
My mom did, yes. My mom has a very long history of drugs from when I was about 10 to when I was about 14.
And was she bringing drug addict friends around?
No, she was not. She would actually leave the house for several weeks at a time.
And who took care of you guys?
My grandmother. We lived with my grandmother.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so now we got drug addict mom.
Heavy, heavy stuff.
She has been clean for about...
Yeah, Michelle, by the way, it's like, I don't know what you consider mental abuse, but,
drug benders and coming back 2 weeks later is pretty heavy stuff for, six-year-olds.
A significant amount of counseling. I also had very much support from my friends and family. And I did talk it out a lot of things, and I no longer, to my belief, have an issue with any of that. Everything's fine with me now. I mean,
here's the question. You have all these medical problems going on in your genital tract, and yet you continue to insist on aggressive and violent sexual acts. It's like,
I think it's maybe because nothing had happened during just regular, missionary or whatever. But one night after a rough sexual episode, it just seems that in a certain position every time. It's off to my right side.
Michelle, that's my point. That's why we're taking issue with your heritage, your history, your psychological history, that you have a delicate system. You know it causes pain if you do things a certain way, and yet you go ahead and do it. Yeah. And then you wonder, why am I having pain?
And
it's bizarre.
Talking about rough sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why I have pain. I just wonder what it could be. I know I'm making it worse. I'm trying not to act so stupid.
You've had multiple surgical procedures. What if you open your abdomen up several times again and somebody punched in the abdomen? What's hurting? What's hurting? Abdomen? I don't understand.
Maybe it was the blunt force trauma to the abdomen? I don't think so. How could that be? Michelle, here's all I'm saying. Man, I hear something in your voice. And your mom was a drug addict. And look, here's the deal. You got some counseling. You talked to your family. You made peace with your mom. The cement still dried with your mom's weird initials carved into it, and it's hard to sandblast that out. Even though you've made peace with your mom from age 5 to 14, your mom was a junkie. That's pretty heavy ass.
Dad is dead.
And your dad died.
Around nightclubs.
Not necessarily shady, but having a heart attack at 37 and your mom being a pretty good drug addict.
Puts him in the drug
addict. I'm going to say this guy was no stranger to the crack pipe himself. So the point is, Michelle, you want to just sort of sweep this under the rug and say it's all been taken care of. We can hear it in your voice and in some of these symptoms.
Yeah.
So here's what I would say. No more rough sex.
Yeah.
And as far as the counseling stuff goes.
By the way, you're getting regular pelvic exams. You're taking proper care.
Right.
It's not as though we have to speculate about what's going on. People are on top of that for
you. Yes. And we talk to people all the time. Well, from age 5 to 14, there was a lot of drugs and abuse.
I'm over that now.
But I got 6 months of counseling when I was 19, so I'm 22 now, so it's way, way in the past. contraire.
Yeah.
There's more work to do. When your mom was a junkie, drop you off at the grandparents and just go out for 2 weeks at a time. Are you kidding? That'd freak a girl out. Dad's dead. Mom's going out getting high. Come on.
Stepdad's a truck driver.
Stepdad's a even worse. Long haul, too.
He's hitting the pipe.
By the way, it's not to say Michelle's not doing well. She is.
She's doing well for everything she's been through. But as much time and effort as you're putting into the midsection and the vagina... Go ahead and put a little into the old noodle, too. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. All right. No one calls the brain the noodle anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Use your noodle. I guess it didn't make much sense. I mean, this, my head? Yeah.
Noodle. Yeah.
Why not just call it spaghetti or something? What kind of noodle is it? Like an egg noodle? It's a flat?
That's the problem. We become too sophisticated about noodles.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because there was only spaghetti. Now it's like, they got the...
Well, there's just noodle. It was a flat noodle.
It was just a noodle. Yeah. And now you got the rigatoni and this
angel
prosatelli and the angel hair and the ziti.
You guys need to do some research and find out why it was called the noodle.
Michelle,
we got to look into that.
Someone get on the internet
Also, we got to get some takeout because I'm hungry now. I want some baked ziti. Shelly?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, first off, I have to say Adam.
Carolla. Yeah. We're trying to get the game Marco Polo switched to Adam Carolla. I think it makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys could help.
There's
you know.
More than one person trying to do that with their name, I believe.
Oh, no
oh,
kidding.
No.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of those.
Oh,
oh those
no.
imposters.
Yeah.
How dare they?
But we're backing you.
Good, yeah. When you,
we're
when
we're
you
guys, on tip now.
When you guys play Catalina, you know, there might be some people in the water and stuff just frolicking, having a good time. Maybe a little game Adam Carolla going, that's all.
Sounds
Shelly?
Good.
Yeah?
You got to look into who's trying to rip off me ripping off somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's an outrage. Go ahead, Shelly.
I like Adam first. Adam Carolla is the best.
Thank you. Now, what's up?
Okay. Well, I'm 22, and I've been married for about 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And I work really hard. I work the night shift at the hospital. And mm-hmm. my husband right now is unemployed. He doesn't do nothing. And mm-hmm. I just got off work, and, like, he never wants to have sex with me. Like, he does nothing all day, okay?
Yeah, he's depressed.
And I come home, and he's like, I'm too tired. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, he beat himself to a pulp all day. Just
with one of those large massagers.
Yeah, the big Panasonic
Sander,
jobs.
Probably, actually.
Big snare-sized head on it.
Jackhammer.
From Sander.
Here's the thing. It's actually a random orbital. But here's the thing. When guys get depressed, they
shut down.
They shut down, and they will beat off a lot. But they lose their pride. He's probably...
He could be sitting home doing Vicodin, too.
Yeah, he's not making so much testosterone. He starts making estrogen. And guy's got to work.
Yeah.
Guy's got to get busy.
What does he normally do for a living?
He's the one who chose not to work.
Yeah, what does he normally do?
Well, it's depressed.
Well, he's a mechanic, and he's the one who just chose not to work because I make more money than he does. And he's like, well, why don't I just stay home with the kids and, you know, basically I can work. And I was like, okay, well, we can, you know, try that out. And we've only been doing it for a couple of months, but it's been like... over like almost a year where he's, you know, cut it down to like once a week, and before that it was like 3, 4, or 5 times a day, and then all of a sudden I got cut down to like once a week.
Hold on. 5 times a day?
Who took care of the kids?
You know, like SpongeBob. who else takes care of him? Barney did.
Barney.
5 times a day?
Real like whenever we had a chance, anytime we had a free moment, we were having sex.
Oh man. Guy smell
yeah, they're
like
in their
80s.
They're like 19.
All right. Well, look, let me, I'm putting her on hold again. Let me say this. For those of you who get married at 19, now, granted, she's not old now, but you can't go ahead and use, you have to throw out all the old records because when I was 19, whoever I was on top of was getting a good pound in two, but we never got married.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get married. And if you know, especially if you make it 30 years, you look back, oh, when we first got married, we were going at it. Yeah, you were both
18.
19,
yeah.
18 and 19.
Right.
Then you got jobs, you got kids, you got a mortgage, things slow down a little bit. So you can't really go back and go to the pace you were at 19 or even hold it up as an example of something you're trying to get back to. But this guy's a mechanic, and he says
this may be his rhythm, too, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's just settling into his rhythm.
Does he seem depressed?
Maybe he's settling into something else.
While
she's at work.
But he hasn't had a past of cheating, and so that's what I'm worried about.
That's what Fletcher picked up on.
Dr. Draghi.
Wow. And you say a past of cheating in the marriage?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Set up a video camera with like an 8-hour tape.
Oh,
this is why you don't
you
to get
work.
Married under 30.
You're a good woman, by the way. This guy cheats and makes the suggestion, I'm going to hang home while you go to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And while you pay all the bills.
Oof.
Wow. Time for the video surveillance.
And Shelly's a nurse.
Oh.
Maybe the kids. Issues. Can the kids talk yet?
My kids, yes.
Okay.
They can talk.
Start asking them if they see anything strange going on, like there's a maid coming over or anything.
Here's the thing about...
I have, and that's the thing, is I'm just, like, worried, because it's like, well...
How old are your kids?
Well, my oldest is 5, and then my daughter is 3.
17? You had kids? Pregnant at 16?
Yeah. Well, we were, like, high school sweethearts, but, like, he was kind of, like, the bad boy, and has really had a really rough upbringing, and so I have a good family and stuff, so he kind of...
Oh, you're going to change him. Oh, yes, well, Shelly, you will change
him. Your family must have been delighted, too, when you brought this guy home.
Actually, my mom's the one who suggested you live with us, and that's how I got pregnant.
Ugh.
Oh.
And then when I got pregnant, then it was kind of hard
mom.
To, like, break it off, and so I'm just worried if that's where we're at, and, like, because I keep, like, trying everything. Like, I'm like, you know, what do I need to do? Do we need to
Okay, well, look, what do we need to try to do now? See, here's the whole thing. No. I don't think you getting negligee is going to do anything with this guy.
No.
Look, when you're a 22-year-old guy, you're either into it or you're not. It's not like, well, I'm not into it. Oh, she lit a scented candle.
Yeah.
Now I got a boner. I am on top of this bitch now. I smell something fruity in the air. Guys don't work that way. Chicks work that way.
Yeah.
Guys don't work that way.
Yeah.
There are no scented candle big enough. There's not enough rose petals. There's no bath warm enough. It's none of that.
That's on the same scale.
We don't. We take you out back and bang you on a piece of plywood if we're in.
He's got a side project going for sure. Well, he'll go from five times a day.
He's a troubled guy. He's a bad guy. Could be doing drugs. Could be doing anything.
But my theory, I don't want to argue with that
Fletcher.
Well, I
wonder what Shelly does at the hospital.
Well, she's a nurse. If she's a nurse, no, not a nurse.
Does she have time to do that? Pregnant at 17, 16.
Here's the thing, though. I have a theory that when guys cheat, they don't want to engage in behaviors that are going to make the old lady suspicious.
They double down.
So they keep everything copacetic at home. They don't want the wife going, hey, what's up? You're not into me? Are you seeing other people? You know, I think they try to keep things smooth at home. You know, I mean, that's
is that how you do it?
That's what I do. I mean, what? I mean, I saw a report.
No, my dog got a snake bite.
Be careful.
No, the first thing they do whenever you do these things, like guy starts working out all of a sudden, changing his routine,
more cologne,
maybe even a little more attentive. Honey, let's go out to dinner. Well, you never want to, you know what I mean? Or it's that thing like, you know, you could probably tell a guy's cheating is if you normally argue over what movie to see. And he says, oh, yeah, we'll see a movie you want to see tonight. It's like, uh-oh, he's guilty. Something's up. He's playing nice. He's overcompensating. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why I don't change my routine.
You're an a-hole all the
time. Steady diet of abuse. Got a few ladies on the side. Absolutely. Shelly, no snake bite lessons for the dog.
What do you do at the hospital?
I'm a nurse. I'm an RN.
When did you get your...
How'd you find time to do all that?
Yeah, she started...
My mom. I lived close to my mom, so she helped me watch the kids while I went to school.
Wow.
She didn't want me to just not go to school because I have kids. So.
Yeah. Mom's sending a lot of mixed messages. Move in with the flunky guy. Then you get pregnant, but now she's going to watch the kids. All right. All right, so look, I'm not sure if this guy's cheating or not. Something's up with this guy, and this is why you don't
get married and get
pregnant and do all this crap when you're still in high school. Because now you're 22. You don't know who you are. He doesn't know who he is.
Two kids. I don't know who they are.
Right. Okay, no more kids, Shelly.
No, my tooth are tied.
Oh, good. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
What floor do you work on?
I work in the ER.
ER at night.
Mm. Well, that's got to be a good time. A lot of gangbangers with stuff sticking
out. Arizona, it's Phoenix.
All right. Cool old guys that have heart attacks. Better. All right, Shelly. I think this, you know what I think the answer to this is? I think the answer to this is this guy needs to go back to work. He needs to start doing something.
He wanted to stay home, and I just feel like...
I know he wants to stay home. I want to stay home, too, and just put a vacuum onto my genitalia and watch TiVo.
Yeah.
Look, and by the way, at 22, there's not a guy who doesn't want to stay home.
Yeah.
At some point in life, you realize as a guy, like, listen, I want to make my way. I want to go to work. 22, if I had an old lady at 22 that was making 85 grand a year working at the nursing, whatever, I'd hang home too. Especially if her attitude was, he wants to.
Yeah.
That's all she needs to hear. He wants to stay home.
I got a friend that has a wife that is a nurse, and he's been staying home for the last 7 years taking care of the kids.
Awesome. Is he cheating?
No, he's not on the radio.
Yeah.
No, he's pretty set up. He's pretty stoked.
I want to hear about the part where he got busted for cheating while they were married. What happened with that, Shelly?
Well, when we first got married, he was working as a night stalker at a grocery store. Mm. And we were only married for a couple months. And he started seeing one of the checkers. And right away I knew something was wrong because we quit having sex like instantly, and then
this guy's pattern. He stops, as opposed to keeping things copacetic, he lets it go.
That's smart enough to do.
Right,
you need to call that guy in Cheaters and get him down there to undercover work.
I mean, he says he loves me, but it's like, I don't feel like he does. Cause he doesn't.
How'd you find out about this?
He doesn't like to kiss me, or...
Shelly, this is bad.
Hey, listen, Shelly, why didn't you just dump the guy the first time you caught him cheating? I mean, 2 months in the relationship.
And he was like, what? You know, we're young, and we need to try to work things out, and so
all right.
Like, okay.
And how did you bust him for cheating?
I found a picture of her in his wallet.
Oh. So he's a smart guy too.
Way bold.
This guy's bold.
What? Just a headshot?
Insolent.
Right. Uh-huh.
Have you looked in his wallet lately?
I have, and nothing. Like, I think he's too smart for that now, but.
Probably keeps it, like, in his sock or something.
Check
now.
His computer anyway, history.
That's not too smart for that now. That's not as dumb as he was before. There's a difference. Doesn't okay. make him smart. Just makes him not dumb.
It's being unfair to dumb people.
I can't believe this guy had a picture of this chick in his wallet.
That's crazy.
You don't even want to do that
Wait,
with your wife.
How did he try to explain the picture? Did he just confess right away, or did he, like,
no,
come up with some...
She signed the back of it. This is, you know...
Oh, my God.
Wow, he's really... He's getting smarter by the minute.
What was his excuse?
Say? Huh?
What did the picture say? Thanks for pulling out. Don't let your wife read this.
Well, he said that he didn't actually sleep with her. He just said he made out with her a few times.
What did it... Oh, right. Yeah. You believe that, Shelley? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. What, the produce section? Yeah.
He was all right. He was only 16, and...
Oh,
it's getting
what's on.
This guy's just...
He's a respectable gentleman.
He's going to put you up to
He's
this
He's a call. Criminal now. No, this is the real thing. Shelly, what did the card say, the picture?
The letter, well, it said, here's the picture you asked for, hugs and kisses, Ashley. I remember her name, and it was like 3 years ago.
Oh, boy.
Of course you do.
All right. And here's the thing. When guys that are sociopaths,
which
like
is
I'm
going to
go ahead
is.
And label this guy like a sociopath, when they even admit to... Well, we just made out, or
forget it.
Go ahead and, you know, add a couple bases to whatever base. I mean, if a guy says, hey, just got to second base or first base, go ahead and add a few more bags onto that trip.
The anal bag.
That's a four bagger.
It's just admitted.
Anal bag, that's dugout. Dugout. Dugout to the true anal. How dare you? I'm really starting to think that Shelley's 22, she's had the life of a 40-year-old, and it may be time for her to cut her losses with this guy. I don't trust this guy.
Can you imagine her just keep stringing this guy along for another 20 years? I mean, she had like three kids, two of children, and this guy.
And this guy, yeah. I would really have a talk with this guy, which is, look, either we're getting into marital counseling, or we're just going to go ahead and call this a mistake.
Are you kidding? What's that going to do for him?
Well, at least you said you tried.
Yeah, she's probably going to have to raise the kids on her own. I'm sure there won't be a lot of financial support from...
I think she's going to have to get her mom back involved with this one again.
It's mom's fault anyway. Let's blame
her. Well, yeah. Me and the kids are going to... We're packing our crap. We're going to be crashing out at your place for a couple of months, get our feet under us. Hey, she's got a good gig.
Yeah,
mom can watch the kids.
Yeah,
I'll magically predict that this guy will move on to Florida and start working on a boat, and he's not going to be hanging around the kids that much.
No.
She'll meet a decent guy in a couple years at the hospital, maybe a radiologist. They'll hook up. It'll be fine. Right. Yeah?
There you go.
That's my plan.
If mom would have just put the bowl of condoms next to the bed.
Oh, like the gay bar. Yeah.
Just doesn't work anymore. Now,
we're going to take ourselves a little break. Pennywise in studio tonight. Drew, don't take those cans off yet. I'm going to make a plea one more time.
Hey, wait a minute. Want to give Shelly the call of the night?
Yeah, let's give Shelly the call of the night. Shelly, you just won yourself some condoms. I know you've had your tubes tied, but...
She's going to come real handy.
But then she learned a lesson.
Use them to hold heroin.
And also, there's the STDs that she's going to go out dating
again. Oh, that's right. She's going to be on the market.
Yeah.
She won't want to get anything. Okay. Yeah.
Leave them on the coffee table.
Yeah, we'll give her the Durex party pack. And I'm doing a new show next week on Comedy Central, right in the middle of Hollywood. And if you guys want to come see it, only takes a half hour to tape, by the way. Fast and clean. Go to www.oneiota.com. Oneiota.com.
Use the condoms as sort of...
True. Can I the plug part. Can I finish the plug?
Go ahead.
The plug.
Go ahead. Oneiota.com. www.oneiota.com.
O-N-E.
Yes, that's number one.
Oneiota.com.
It's a bummer you have to explain that.
Yeah.
Whoever caught, what did that guy come up with? Shelly's husband?
I would have done it the other way. All right, Drew, what were you going to say? She should do it.
She should use it as a bait. You know, put it out there and see if he takes the bait. If he uses
like if you're missing one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure this Casanova's using a condom too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, 16 years old. Awesome. Just made out with her.
Yeah, right.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Randy and Fletch in here tonight from Pennywise.
Hello, hello.
I think we're going to play a little Germany or Florida, and then we'll hear ourselves a Pennywise song. So here's how it goes, everybody. All bizarre stories emanate from either one of two places, or actually both places, Germany or Florida. We just have to guess which effed up story is from where. All right, so we're going to get started with a little round of Germany or Florida. Jessica?
Hey, what's up?
23?
Yeah.
What's up?
It's not the most amazing Germany or Florida, but it's a Germany or Florida nonetheless.
All right.
Okay. A man made up a story about killing a hitchhiker and burying the body in the woods in an effort to persuade his wife to leave him. The man, 28, was charged Tuesday with making a false report and petty theft. He said he hit the man in the throat, causing him to gasp and die, and then buried the body in the woods. After a seven-hour search with dogs and an air unit, the man confessed that he was going through divorce and had hoped the murder story would make his wife leave him.
Hmm. Wow.
There's not many clues in that one.
Tough one.
Feels Florida.
Feels German to me.
Feels German to you.
Well, there's a... the Florida guy would just kill his wife. He didn't have trouble going through a divorce.
Yeah, it would have been in the swamp.
Good point.
A lot of woods.
There you go. Yeah. Good point.
Good point.
Although the Germans don't feel so at liberty to call their own private police squad. You know what I mean? They're a little more...
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, to keep the police busy looking in the woods for bodies and stuff.
Well, I don't think he knew she was going to call the cops. She probably called the cops after he told her. See what I'm saying?
I'm saying a German might have stepped in and gone, okay, before you send the helicopter out.
Well, you can't stereotype or judge. Yeah. I can tell you that right now. So,
I'll put 100 on Germany.
I'm going Florida.
Germany? Going Florida? Randy?
Florida.
I'm going Germany. Okay. I'm with Fletch, smart money. Fletch, he's my good luck charm. He's my 300-pound rabbit's foot.
330.
You know, I was being kind.
Don't try to break me down.
Plus, he's wearing black. It's very slimming.
That's right. I told you that last time. I've switched over to white lately. It's like circus tent effect.
Don't go orange. You get 76 ball.
No.
Jessica.
It's not going to happen.
The sun's coming. Oh, wait a minute. It's Fletch. Jessica. So we got two Floridas and two Germanys. Which is it, Germany or Florida?
Unfortunately, you and Fletcher are wrong. It was Florida.
Smart money.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Can I actually ask Fletcher a question real quick?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I've been a Pennywise fan forever. You guys are awesome. What's your policy on getting people tattoos?
I've been giving tattoos, so my policy is I just give them to people now.
Oh yeah.
Are you good at it?
Give me one sometime.
I don't know. How's that look?
Oh, it looks awesome.
You like that?
Yeah.
I want you to give her one, too.
Fletch has a Richter scale going right down his arm.
Yeah.
Well, I have a little tiny Pennywise one from when I was, 15, but I want to get, a maxed out one, but have no money.
Yeah, since Jimmy turned the whole nightclub on to getting tattooed and said that I was picking up the tab and it cost me, $3,700, I figured I should probably start doing it myself. So you leave your information, I'll call you up, and we'll hook it up.
Do you have your own rig?
Yeah, I was actually going to bring it tonight and see if I could get Dr. Drew to give me a tattoo.
He's pretty well sleeved.
But I figured him being a doctor and the sterilization issues and stuff, he'd probably wouldn't want to get my blood on him.
It's Fletch doing it. I think you'd understand.
I mean, you've already had my bodily fluids on you.
It's true, I have. And I got my eye a little bit.
A little blood wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. So it's like I've had sex.
You guys went to Poo Poo City together?
No. Never happened.
Well, it was
close, though.
It was
pretty damn close.
It was threatened in a standoff type situation.
Yeah. Poo Poo City is not a pretty place.
No.
Randy's been there, yeah.
I visited.
But yeah, leave your information.
You didn't actually buy a place.
I didn't stay very long.
Timeshare?
Went straight through.
Yeah.
I sent my friend into, my maid into
he
clean
just
it.
He just waved and stepped on the accelerator.
I saw some pretty bad stuff.
All right, Jessica.
Yo.
Better to go to Tattoo City than Poo Poo City is what I say.
Yeah, well. I think I'd rather have Fletcher do it because that would be pretty amazing.
Okay. Yeah, it would be.
Leave your number and we'll call you up and we'll destroy your body.
We'll put you on hold.
Right, decimate it.
You're in San Francisco, though. You're going to have to come out here.
No, we'll come up there. We'll be on tour and we'll do it in the back of the bus. Whoops.
Oh, that would be sweet.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Make a tattoo,
no,
that is.
Sorry, Karina.
Fine with me.
Okay. Yeah. He didn't say anything bad, Fletch. You just thought bad things. That's
no,
right.
I just... I perceived it. What is that? Do it in the back of the bus. What is that?
Yeah, double entendre.
Is that a Freudian, slip or a double entendre?
Well, double entendre. People could misconstrue what he meant.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Karina, don't misconstrue that.
Life on the road, too. All right, let's... want to talk to...
Harmony.
Let's talk to Harmony. All right, let's talk to Harmony and we'll take a Pennywise song. Harmony?
Yes.
19?
Yes, I am.
You're,
how are you guys doing tonight?
Good. You're calling yourself a nympho?
Yeah, pretty much. I just moved from Southern California to Washington, and I'm having a lot of trouble. For the past, since I was 15, I did it like at least six times a day. And now I have no one and nothing, and I'm pretty much going insane, and I'm not really a good person to be around because I'm very angry and just, like, on edge, pretty much. And I just want to know, you know, something to maybe make me calm down.
Wow, you're turning me on.
Go to Target.
Yeah, what?
Target. I'm a good-looking girl.
Target,
I mean,
go to the vibrator section.
Whatever, but I haven't gone out because I don't know really where I'm at yet.
Ooh, what's up? I mean, what are you doing? How's the rest of your life going?
Great. I actually moved up here because of work and school.
You moved to Washington?
Yes.
State of Washington?
Yes.
And you're going to college?
Yeah, I got into Evergreen.
Evergreen?
Yeah, so I'm going there.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Evergreen.
Yeah,
sure, Drew.
So?
We spoke there just last week.
Yeah,
Drew's wearing the sweatshirt.
Still.
It's the finest establishment. We love
Small
Evergreen.
World.
Here's the whole thing about colleges. There's 700,000 of them.
Yes.
Drew only knows about 500,000 of them, so that
right.
makes a whole 200,000.
Never heard of.
Evergreen is what? What kind of college?
Party
college. All right. It's 4 years, though,
and
right?
You can't find anybody to fornicate with?
All right. And you're working?
Yeah. I haven't started school yet. It starts in September.
All right.
So that's why I'm pretty much just dying.
Well, when you start school, you're going to meet some guys.
Yeah, but I still have another month to go.
I know, but when I was 19, I could have done that stand on my head.
The only time I hear patients talk like this is when they have a drug history.
Mm-mm. Drugs, Harmony?
And a little bipolar.
Mm-mm.
Oh, hey now. Hey, you know what? My my sister is, and so is my mother, but I have been tested, and I am not.
There's no such thing as a test for bipolar. Here's the test.
There is.
I'll say, here's the test. You accuse them of being bipolar, and they go, hey, now.
Here's
that's affirmative.
By the way,
thumbs up.
Here's the test. Does anybody in your family have this condition? That's the test.
Well, just mother and sister.
Yeah, that's the test.
All right.
So it sounds like, Harmony, that's kind of the fuel sort of driving all this. But whatever. You know, you might want
to
look at
something to calm down.
Give me something so I can survive.
What
do you want?
I don't
want something to suppress it. I don't know. Anything.
Well, then you go get some mood stabilizing medication.
Get
that
really. Get the biggest
Trileptal.
Back massager you can find. Use it for about 4 or 5 months, and then you will have no feeling left.
Okay.
Apparently, from an earlier call, we got that tip.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That call wasn't good.
What drug and alcohol? Are you into that too?
No, I don't drink. Mary Jane's my main thing.
Okay, well, just saying. What
girl count that.
Yeah, something. I mean, nothing else.
Evergreen College, Mary Jane.
I'm pretty much a workaholic.
All that's bipolar stuff.
The alcoholic part, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So there we go.
All right, well, how about you look into the bipolar stuff, baby doll?
All right.
That's all right. No stigma. I know it's disappointing. I don't know
what you want, Harmony. What did you expect?
Well, you're true to fly up to Washington and F you.
Definitely. There's another signal.
Yeah.
Harmony.
Yeah.
First
not
off,
a whole lot
how
of harmony
did you get that
up?
Name, Harmony? Oh, my God.
Mom's bipolar. She told you that.
Oh, okay. All right, baby. Get some help, would you, please?
Okay, yes. No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Ooh.
Yeah.
Her name called Harmony is like when you have those super Mexican gangbanger chicks called Angel. It's like, who stabbed you? Angel. Who lit that bum on fire? Angel.
Her boyfriend, Jesus.
Who jacked the car? Jesus and Angel. Is Jesus an angel today? Yeah. Yeah, what happened? They jacked the car, put a shiv in the driver, and they actually set him on fire. No, that was Angel and Jesus, huh?
It's like the
awesome.
The big guy they call Tiny.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Well, Jesus and Angel at it again. All right. All right, let's hear a little song from Pennywise.
Before we do this song, yes, can we give out a shout out to Danny McGuire, one of our friends from the South Bay who got hit by a drunk driver while riding his bike. So he's in a coma thanks to a drunk driver in the hospital. So we want to give this little dedication to him, hoping he comes out of it, which he will, and his parents and all his friends. Danny, get better quick.
This one is called Knockdown. By Fletch.
We're smoking.
We'll take a quick break. The new CD comes out on August 9th. It's called The Fuse, and we'll be right back after this. Yeah. Love line of Adam. That's Dr. Drew. It is going to be awesome getting up at 5:10 tomorrow morning. Awesome.
Man, will you feel good? Oh yeah, if you call from your wife during the night about the dog, too. Probably.
Top of the world. Yeah, I got to make that call, yeah. Pennywise in studio tonight, and I'm not like Drew. I don't go to Drew goes to bed at 12:30.
Yeah,
I'm up. I got to watch some TiVo before I go to bed and drink my medicine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And cork a little bottle of medicine, mellow my ass right out. Well, I think we're done hearing Pennywise music. I mean, you're never finished. No, you've never heard enough. You never got your fill, but we've played the two songs. You're just going to have to go out and get the Fuse when it comes out on August 9th. We'll take a couple more phone calls before we call tonight. June?
Yes?
19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Basically, I'm kind of afraid to have an orgasm because I've been diagnosed with panic disorder where I have random panic attacks. I'm worried it'll, like, trigger one or something.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
No.
No, it's not likely to trigger panic attack. Though certain kinds of physical experiences can trigger panic attacks. Sometimes the panic gets sort of associated with some sort of sensory experience, hearing a certain thing, seeing a certain thing. But you've never had an orgasm. There's nothing about the effect. Quite the contrary could be true. It could reduce your anxiety.
Yeah, this could be it. When's the last time you had a panic attack?
I've had little ones, but not a major one for a while because I've been on medication.
You taking Paxil or something?
Yeah, Paxil.
That's going to suppress your ability to have an orgasm. Ooh. So you may have a panic attack trying to have an orgasm and be unable to.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
And what are you doing with him? Things?
I'm sitting next to him right now.
No, he doesn't mean are you doing things right this second.
I mean, you guys are having sex?
Yes, we are.
And
so this again, the difference between men and women.
Yeah.
Orgasm could cause a man to combust.
Right.
Explode, and it's still no.
We'd go for it.
We'd go for it. Yeah.
So,
well, I might have panic. I might urinate. I might have panic.
Well,
oh,
she's already. If she's already had panic attacks, then she knows the worst case scenario is she'll have a panic attack. Might as well try it, right?
Yeah. Can he give you some oral sex?
A little, but he's kind of a wuss about it.
Oh, we got to put him on the phone.
Put him on.
No, he's kind of pissed off that I said that.
No,
well,
too bad.
We'll pile on. Don't worry. Put him on the phone.
Man up.
Put him on the phone.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Wusser? I mean, caller?
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Patrick.
Patrick?
Yeah.
Patrick, what's up with the giving of oral sex? You're not into it?
It's not that I'm into it. It's just I'm kind of afraid to do it.
What are you afraid of?
You might have a panic attack.
Uh-oh.
No, not me, her.
What are you scared?
You're afraid of giving her a panic attack?
No, I'm afraid of doing it just because I'm afraid I'm not going to be any good at it.
Oh, you'll be, well...
Well, you won't be, but...
Well, but...
Have her tell you what help you out a little bit.
That, and how are you going to get good?
Yeah, how are you going to get good?
Practice on the cantaloupe.
I've been doing it a little more recently, so I'm getting kind of used to it now.
All right. Well,
are these guys first partners for each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is sweet.
This is
a
nice.
Sweet call. Dr. Drew needs to know if you're using a dental dam, though.
Oh, no way.
It's very imperative.
All right, so listen, Patrick, just keep up. That's your best route. In terms of giving her orgasm, don't worry about giving her orgasm. She's not going to have a panic attack, but she's probably not going to have an
give
orgasm
a little
on
advice
the either.
Because he's a first timer, he's going to have a little difficulty
too tired. Just take it. Just
slow
take
and
it
easy.
Slow and easy and rhythmic.
All right.
Light and easy.
Not whatever you like. Do the
she
opposite.
She doesn't like.
She doesn't like it.
All right.
So whatever you'd want done to your vagina, don't do it.
Do the opposite.
Yeah, that's how you have to think as a guy, because a guy will. Give out just what he likes. I don't think it's any different for anything, like a massage. Like, if you like the massage, I like that deep tissue massage where they dig their claws in. And someone said, give me a massage, you'd give them deep tissue, right?
Why not, yes.
Feels good to you. All right, let's talk to Louie.
Yeah.
25.
How you doing?
What's up?
Oh, let's see. When I was between 14 and 16, I was diagnosed with some kind of fluid under one of my nipples, and the doctor said it's a normal thing, it will just go away when you're 18 or so, unless you smoke pot, and I smoked pot for a while, and I quit a few years ago.
I mean to minimize it when other doctors say that. If I say that, you'd make a big issue about it.
No, you say causes the breast enlargement on men.
Yeah.
Yeah, every guy I know smoked tons of weed.
You didn't abuse Louis for
well,
his
no, because you have a capacity for this, a predisposition, and this is might aggravate.
Make it worse.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Louis.
Yeah, so it's never gotten bigger or never gotten smaller. It's just kind of fluid. It's not scar tissue or anything like that.
It's not fluid. It's actually breast development. It's the same thing young girls get when they get breast bud development.
Puffy nipple thing?
Yeah.
So I have like one boob.
Right. If you want it taken out, have it taken out.
Yeah.
Basically, they can plastic surgeon can take care of that for you.
Sometimes
just with liposuction too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break.
Early, Adam. That's never happened before.
You know what? It's Thursday night. We got to give thanks.
Okay. All right.
Tonight.
All right.
You know, we always run late.
Yes, I'm with you.
Why run late?
Fair enough.
All right.
Give him a minute. Anderson
wants a minute. All right.
Well, we have to come back at the top of the hour. Is that?
Oh, we do. We come
Frustration
back. We have
ideas.
To come back. Okay. Well, who knows the dreidel song? Because we got to kill some time here.
I think Adam just wants to get out before something bad happens.
Yeah.
It's been too calm. He's you know calm.
I'm telling you.
You're in the eye of the hurricane
Fletcher,
right now.
If you kill me, it would be a step up from where I am. Because here's the thing. I wouldn't have to do that radio
tour. You wouldn't
tour
have to
tomorrow.
Get up at 5 in the morning tomorrow, huh?
Oh, I got up at 5. Well, I got up at 5:15.
I could probably injure you. That you could call in
sick
or something.
Yeah, you know
something.
What? You know, you have to give like an elbow to the
larynx.
Trachea.
Larynx, yeah. Yeah, that would be a good trach.
Yeah, that's not
good. A trach shot would be good. Well, something, because
you know, I'm a pacifist.
No, I know you're super, you're gentle. You're like that snuggle bear.
Snuggles.
Yeah, sorry. You're like Snuggles. All right. All right. I think we've killed a minute.
All right. Fair enough.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with Pennywise featuring Snuggles after this. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. I want to give thanks where thanks are due. I want to thank engineer Chris and phone screener Patricia. Huh? I want to thank junior producer Lauren for doing a great job all week. And, of course, engineer Michelle, the nimble-fingered one, the Liberace of the potentiometers, engineer Anderson.
Okay.
And who am I missing over here?
Ann?
I got Ann in there, didn't I?
No, you didn't get Ann.
Oh, producer Ann.
Just a big
producer Ann.
Engineer right. Rick, Sunday night.
Well, you know who you are. Yeah, Engineer Rick, although was I not here? Where the hell was he? Was he here Sunday?
I don't know.
I don't even know what day it is. I want to thank Randy and Fletch for coming in here from Pennywise.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. New CD, The Fuse, coming out August 9th. And until next time.
I want to apologize that I didn't do it to our listeners that were expecting me to do something bad to one of these two, because the reason it didn't happen is they have an armed security guard outside the door.
Yeah.
And I'm really
You're worried. Not scared.
Yeah. No, I just...
No, you just... They've earned your respect.
It's punk, right. It's punk not to do something.
Yeah, now they expect it. You're just going
to
change it up.
He's trying that reverse psychology.
He's right, though. He's,
no, what they expect, what the man expects you to do.
I'm
going to
get
grief.
Yeah.
I had a couple of party favors in store. I'm not even going to mention them, but I'm going to get grief tomorrow. But it's if I did it. Something, I'd be getting grief from someone else. So it's just a no-win situation, right, Ann?
That's right. Well, take a little extendo break, and until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.